This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. This episode is brought to you by Shop Marketing Pros, the experts in marketing for top-tier auto repair shops. If you're running a successful shop and want to take it to the next level, Shop Marketing Pros is without a doubt your best option. Normally, I go on and have a little bit more copy to read for Shop Marketing Pros, but I wanted to just stop, and I cannot impress upon everybody how special they are at what they do. You know, I know most shops are doing really well right now because it's summertime, but our shop, I feel, is crushing the area. One, it's because the commitment that I made to spend in our market where nobody else has really done before or the previous owners didn't. And number two, it's the great work that Shop Marketing Pros is doing with our Google ads, our local service ads, our SEO, our website. Like, you can't open a Facebook page or Instagram or anything else in our area without seeing something about Firestone of Durango. And we could not have done it and could not continue to do it without Shop Marketing Pros. So from somebody that knows, they are excellent, they're top notch, and I could not recommend them more. Okay. So from websites and SEO to social media and digital ads, Shop Marketing Pros help shop owners like you, like me, fill our bays, grow our revenue, and build the life we've all been working for. If you're ready to take the guesswork out of your marketing, I want you to visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and get a free digital marketing inspection and start building the shop of your dreams today. Whew, people, I am on the struggle bus today. I woke up with this weird raspy throat. You know, I read somewhere the other day that razor blade throat is going around. Hopefully I don't have that. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. In episode one, we talked about the vocabulary that we use in our shops, the acronyms and terms like ARO, GP, tech efficiency, and more. And listen, learning those words is like learning how to read the gauges on your dashboard, right? So now in episode two, we're continuing our back to basics. It's time to look at those gauges, look at those terms, and really understand what they're telling you and what those important KPIs are, right? Because here's the deal, numbers don't lie. And if you're ignoring your shop's numbers, then you're ignoring opportunities for more profit, better workflow, less chaos, less satisfied customers. So today I'm going to walk you through some essential KPIs that you need to know, track, and most importantly, act on. These are the performance indicators that separate the top 10% in the industry from everyone else. Before we get started, though, I want to paint a picture for you. Would you drive across the desert with a gas gauge that wasn't working? I seriously hope you wouldn't. Why do you run your businesses without something or things to guide you, something that's trackable and measurable? When I was thinking about this episode, I was thinking, man, Chris, I know you said back to basics, but is this too simple? And this episode is going to sound a lot like last week's episode because we're talking about KPIs and it's the same terms, but we're going to dig in a little bit deeper, right? Is this too simple? Right before I hit the record button, I had this thought again. I'm like, man, maybe we are making this too simple, or I'm making this too simple. But then I immediately thought about the last two classes I taught. I taught last week in the San Francisco area and the week before that in Atlanta. And when I got to KPIs and asked shop owners, just like you, what KPIs are you tracking and measuring and what KPIs are you using to guide your shop? It was crickets. Like, everybody just looked at me. I started asking them individually, you know, what's one KPI that you live or die by? And a lot of people didn't have that answer, which I guess doesn't surprise me. We also in that class talk a little bit about what our margin goals are. And a lot of the shop owners don't have a margin goal. They just like wake up every morning, hit the go button, and wherever they land, they're land. Okay. I know it's simple for some of you people out there. You're gonna be like, oh my gosh. But for the bulk of you, I think we're gonna have some really, really good meat to this and something for you to sink your teeth into. Let's continue the conversations. Let's get into it and let's keep going. Let's think about something for a second. How often do you get a gut feeling something's off in your shop? day feels slow, techs look busy, but the bank balance doesn't move. Customers are coming in, yet your margins don't reflect it. That's not a feeling problem. That's a measurement problem. And there's a quote by Peter Drucker that says, "What gets measured gets managed." My old coach and a mentor of mine used to tell me, "Chris, if we track it and measure it, we can fix it." It's the same with everything. If we track anything and measure anything, we can fix it. Knowing most of the battle, right? Most shops operate in reactive mode. We were slammed this week or things are kind of dead lately, but without the numbers, that's all just BS and noise. KPIs give you objective truth, and that's the first step towards real sustainable success. Your team also needs these KPIs because it gives them context. Your advisors don't just need to know they booked $3,500 in sales today. They need to know what's the average repair order, what's the average estimate, and if they did or didn't hit their closing rate goal. I don't think any of you would let a technician diagnose a check engine light without data. So why are you running your business without data? KPIs tie into everything. Pay plans, customer experience, technician morale, and shop capacity. Get this part wrong and you're building a house on sand. Let's talk through the big hitters. These are terms you're going to have heard last week, but now we're going to go in depth a little bit. You know, these are what I believe the can't ignore them metrics that drive profitability and really guide your store. Some coaches may or may not agree. I don't care. This is how I coach and this is what I believe. So number one, and it's number one for a reason, average estimate. This is your hidden sales potential. You know what happens when shops don't track this? They celebrate a $600 average repair order without realizing they could have had a $1,000 average repair order because they're only recommending 60% of the needed work. There's no process or procedure around it. The reason why this matters is this is a technician and advisor teamwork metric. Are the technicians doing a complete inspection? Are we building full estimates as service advisors? Are those estimates being presented effectively? Those are all the things that we need to be looking at. I teach in class and talk about it all the time. You can't have a $600 average repair order or an $800,000, $900,000 average repair order if your average estimate is $500. You're just never going to get there. Okay. Next, we have the average repair order. This is the money multiplier. A high car count with a low average repair order is just a hamster wheel of exhaustion. You're doing more work for less payoff. I want you to look at ARO in relation to the type of services you're selling. Oil services and tires will bring it down a little bit. You know, your gross profit per hour will go up. But at the same time, are we looking at the average estimate and what are we selling and how does that relate into the average repair order? And so I'm going to get into it a little bit more in just a minute. But when you're thinking of these things, I need you to think of like, what does our scorecard for success look like? What 4, 3, 5 things do we have on that we're tracking every day, weekly, to know if we're winning or not? Okay. And this is what we're talking about. If you don't know real quick what your average repair order should be, this is pretty much standard across the United States. General repair should be 6 times your labor rate. Euro luxury diesel should be 9 times your labor rate. And lube and tire shop should be about 4 times your labor rate, but with high volume. And if you're not getting into those areas, then there's probably reasons why. Better inspections, better estimates, better write-ups, things like that. Okay. Next, we have labor hours per repair order, or LHPRO. You know, this is the depth over breadth that we're talking about. This tells you how many labor hours and how much labor you're selling per job. More labor hours typically equates to better technician efficiency, hopefully fewer comebacks and higher revenue per bay. You know, would you rather rack 50 cars a day at $300 a car, or would you rather rack 25 cars a day at $600 a car? And the goal hours per repair order for general repair shop should be 3. Euro luxury diesel should be 4.5 or more. Lube and tire shop should be 2 hours per car. Okay. If you're not doing that in those areas, then we need to figure out, why are we not doing that? What are we doing? If you're like general repair, the Euro and diesel, like we're talking about, if you're below 2, you're doing quick hits and missing the meat on the bone. Like, you're just basically an order taker and not doing anything else. And if you're below 1.5 hours, you're basically working for free. Like, you are just, and I would say that you're not doing your customers a service. Like, you're overlooking things to just hit quick and get them out. When we think about processes and procedures, I want you to think of it this way. If you train advisors to sell maintenance packages, this number starts climbing. If you do the wraparound services on items, it will help increase this, and it's better for the car and better for the customer. I want you to remember, don't sell a belt, sell a system, right? Like, what are you doing? Something that ties into our labor hours per repair order is your labor gross profit margin. You know, this should be your number one profit driver in your shop. Labor should account for over 50% of your sales in the shop. When I bought the shop that we have now, it was kind of weird. It was like a 30, almost identical 33% tire sales, 33% labor sales, 33% part sales. Well, now we're consistently in the 55% range for labor sales, and then those other two fill in there. Labor is your number one profit driver. I think it gets overlooked, but it's crucial. You know, our goal when I teach in class, talk to clients, is 71%. That's how we need to set up our labor rate. I would say if you're hitting 65 or better, then you're doing pretty good. But we just have to look at that, you know? And what are the biggest killers of our labor margin? Over discounting, paying flat rate technicians without managing efficiency, or just not charging enough for labor, right? I want you to think of it this way. If your labor margin is at 55%, then guess what? You need to sell 22% more work to make the same net profit as someone with a 70% labor margin. Work smarter, not harder, people. Okay. Next, we have the parts gross profit margin. I need you to watch this like a hawk. The goal is 55% minimum. You know, use your matrix pricing and bundle part service packages together. Don't use the same markup for every part. Have a parts matrix. Don't use anybody else's list price unless the list price is more than what your matrix price is. I want you to watch car count. And that's the next one. You know, not all traffic's good traffic. You're not Walmart. You're specialized high trust service business. And I would even say if you have a quick lube or a lube with pits, you're still 10 times better than some of the stuff we see out of some of those big box places. Okay. High car count and low average repair order typically leads to burnout technicians, fried service advisors, and unhappy customers. Sometimes it can't be helped. But again, slow down, work smarter, not harder. If we can still handle a higher car count, let's make that equation a high car count plus high average repair order and make everybody a little bit happier. Next, track and measure tech efficiency and productivity. I want you to have a whiteboard, have a way to share this with your technicians. A lot of technicians don't know unless you're telling them how many hours they worked and or however many hours they billed out. You might have some flat rate technicians that watch it like a hawk. The other thing is you can't start talking to them and counseling them on hours at Thursday when they only work till Friday. Your push for hours billed for those technicians needs to start on Monday. And you need to be talking about it. What are we doing? What are we looking at? How are we doing this? So I want you to track that and share it with your technicians. Another one that ties into average repair order, average estimate, is the closing ratio or estimate approval rate. This is your advisor accountability metric. A lot of the shop management systems now track it. Our goal as coaching and training service advisors is 65 to 70% should be your closing ratio. If you're lower than that, why are we lower? If we're higher than that, then we're probably not estimating enough. I don't know anybody that's good enough to sell 100% of what they write. And then a lot of times you got to watch out for service advisors. Instead of clicking the button and deferring this work or declining the work, they just delete it. And so that doesn't go in there and show against what the average estimate is. And we definitely do not want that, right? We also want to track this by individual, not just shop-wide. You could have one advisor that's at 80% while another's at 40 and nobody's saying anything about it. So we need to figure out how to close that gap. You know, do we use scripts? Do we use phone training? Do we do RO audits to coach this up? You know, you don't have a sales problem. You have a communication and confidence problem. So in this next segment, I wanted to hit on the top KPI mistakes I see every week. One of the things is instead of looking at them every week, it's looking at KPIs once a month. It's like brushing your teeth once a month and wondering why they're falling out, right? Like you need to be looking at this daily or weekly. The next thing is not knowing how to calculate them. If your software doesn't provide them, then you need to build a scorecard in Excel or Google Sheets, something that you can put numbers in and share with your staff. Another one I see is people tracking, but they're not reacting. If your labor margin's down, what are you doing about it this week? Are you role-playing service advisor scripts? What are we raising our rates? Are we stopping discounting? Like, what are we doing? Like I said earlier, if we track and measure, we can fix anything. But if you track it and measure it and do nothing, then it just sits there. The other thing I see here commonly is letting emotion override the numbers. But we've always done it this way. Well, the world doesn't work like it did always. We live in a different world now. You can't let emotion override numbers, and you can't let emotion get into the business side of the business. All right. So next, I want you to take action this week. I want you to build a scorecard. I want you to keep looking at it. Let's start small. I want you to choose your top three KPIs. I kind of gave you a list of what I think is important, but whatever you're working on in your shop, this is what you want to do. I would recommend starting with average estimate, average repair order, and labor margin, but I want you to choose your top three KPIs and then go from there. And now I want you to create a weekly KPI tracker. Print it, post it, share it in your weekly meeting, make it visible, talk about it every day. Next, I want you to assign ownership. You know, service advisors own average repair order and closing rate. Technicians own efficiency and average estimate because they have to find it and identify it. You as a leader, as an owner, you own the scoreboard. Next, I need you to set targets and gamify it. Because if it's a game, I think it's fun. If you have multiple shops, make it a game between all the shops, and then all the shops will start doing better. Hey, team, let's get our average repair order up $50 this week. If so, I'll buy everybody a steak lunch on Friday. Something like that. And in your head, as an owner, you're like, hey, $50 doesn't sound like a lot, but if you're doing 50 repair orders this week, that's $2,500. Or I think that's how that math works out. Like my struggle continues. Yeah, that did work out. $2,500. Okay. Gamify it. And kind of lastly, I want you to review it daily, weekly, but not monthly. You know, build the discipline now. This keeps your finger on the pulse of the business. It keeps everybody moving towards the same goal. Do this for 6 months and then either shift your KPIs a little bit or add two more to them. Okay. And then keep building that. Make sure you talk about numbers with everybody. Last week, we talked about sharing vocabulary with everybody and making sure everybody's on the same page. Now I want you to share the KPIs with everybody and make sure that everybody's driving together. You know, episode one, I gave you the vocabulary. Episode two, we just gave you a little bit of the roadmap. Numbers don't have emotions. They don't lie, and they don't care how busy you feel. If you want to grow your shop, live a better life, and reduce stress, then these KPIs are your way out of the chaos. If this episode lit a fire under you, I want you to visit autoshopcoaching.com and check us out. If you like what you see, you can always sign up for a discovery call. Get on my scheduler. We'll talk. We'll see what's going on in your business. Okay. I want to give another shout out to our sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. They're the only marketing company I recommend, and they handle all the marketing for my shop as well. And my gosh, people, I can't tell you how great we're doing right now. I know it's not always like this, and it's not always going to be like this, but it definitely does make a difference. If you're serious about growth, you need strategies that actually work. Better websites, higher Google rankings, and ads that bring real customers through your doors. I want you to go visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris to partner with a team that understands your business, because every great shop deserves marketing that's just as great. Thanks for tuning in to the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Coach Chris Cotton signing off. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.